What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Bromance. Today is April 27th, 2019. This is special podcast number two, yeah. The Avengers podcast. I am Cody.
I'm Corbin.
Welcome to the special podcast. Like just last week we recorded, episode number nine. That was our monthly April podcast. Yep. We talk about
Shazam
and Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Please feel free to go back and listen to those. Let us know what you thought of those movies. We're eager to hear what you thought.
Absolutely.
So let's get into it, dude. Right off the bat, Avengers Endgame. We saw it last night. It was horrible, dude. The worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Terrible. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. Absolutely amazing. Hands down, best movie I've seen in a long time. Like, I've never been so excited for a movie before, and I was not let down.
When I go
into a movie this excited, I feel like I get let down. But this movie, I did not get let down. Like, I didn't get let down at all. There are aspects of the movie that I would like to see different.
Right.
But
right.
I didn't get let down.
For me, like, I'll give you a good example. Like, a couple years ago, my favorite movie of the year, and you remember this was the third Planet of the Apes movie. Like, yep. I was so excited for that. Like, I was just, like, oh my god, like, I'm so pumped. Like, I loved that trilogy. Mm-hmm. I was let down with that third movie.
Right.
I went into this movie extremely, like, you know me, if you've listened to this podcast, I have said over over the past couple months that I'm just so tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
I went into this movie excited, and I agree, I walked out satisfied. It is the saddest movie I think I've ever seen.
In the MCU.
No.
Not the saddest movie I've ever seen, but in the MCU, definitely the saddest movie. And
I'm gonna say this right now. I knew I called it. I knew
Iron Man.
We all
knew
either Iron Man or Captain America. But like, even after now, Iron Man is dead. It's like, it's still just like, I was at work today. And it's like,
dude, Iron Man's dead.
Iron Man is dead.
Like, it hasn't hit home yet. But it's, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm a grown man and I cried.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I cried too. I mean, it's
like, that's how good the MCU has been to me. To where I got so attached to these characters that one finally dies and I'm sad.
Yes.
And I actually had tears coming down. And even, and it's not just me. Like, we were sitting next to a dude and he was crying with me. And then Cody, of course, was on my other side and he was crying with me as well. So we were all three crying. And dude, it was just such an, like, I don't like this word, but I have to use it. Like, this epic.
Oh, it was epic.
Part of it that just made me.
I mean, like, though, when you sit down and look at the movie as a whole, and this is my firm belief on it. If you take that battle scene at the end, if that was not in the movie, I don't think this movie would have been as good as what it was.
Mm-mm.
That battle scene
was
Bombay. Like, you know what I mean? Black Panther comes back, and you start seeing everybody walk through those portals. It was epic.
Yeah, dude, all the like,
every single Marvel person,
like,
in
nuts.
Every single Marvel character
came out. Yeah, dude. And then when Spider-Man and Tony Stark, like, met up finally and they hugged, dude, like, I didn't cry, but it choked me up, dude. Like, oh my god, dude, like, this is so,
dude, I don't know. Second to that, Captain America wielding Mjolnir.
Oh,
I'm not
dude.
Pronouncing that right.
The hammer.
The hammer.
It's
Thor's
first original hammer. When he wielded that, dude, it was like, holy fuck balls. And the reason why he was able to wield it this time is because
he's worthy.
Back in Age of Ultron, where he kind of moved it a little bit, he wasn't worthy then because he didn't tell Tony Stark that Winter Soldier killed his parents. That's
right.
Why he was not worthy. So then after he confessed to Tony what was going on, now he was worthy. He had nothing else on his shoulders to make him not worthy. That's why he got to wield it.
Okay, now here's something for you. Ben called me earlier.
Okay.
And he was talking to me about it. And he told me about this. And I never thought about it until after Ben mentioned it.
Okay.
In Thor Ragnarok, when he goes and talks to his father,
yes,
before his father dies, he tells him that you don't get your powers from the hammer.
No.
You are
get
the god of...
You get
you
your
are
power
the
from the people.
No, you get your power from inside, you know, like the lightning and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How did Captain America wield the lightning?
Because you get the... Well,
no, you don't get the power. The hammer doesn't give you lightning. Thor is the god of thunder, which is how he controls lightning.
But see, I don't remember him saying he'd get the power from inside. He gets the power from the people.
Okay, well, whether he gets the power from the people, yada yada yada. But
that hammer was. But in Otis made that hammer. You will not be worthy unless, like, he wielded that particular hammer. He wielded that with the power. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Otis made that hammer the power, knowing that he had. But Thor, knowing that Thor had the power of the people, is how he got his power. He wielded two different. It's two different types of powers. That's the way I'm taking it.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you there. It doesn't quite make sense. When he said that, it kind of makes you like scratch your head. Like, oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Does it add up? I don't know.
Right. I don't know. But that's how I'm taking it. So
one of the only way to the other make sense of it. The other thing that I think that they dropped the ball on, where at the end, you know, Iron Man snaps his fingers and all of Thanos and his army vanish. Mm-hmm. And you have the scene where Thanos is now sitting there and he slowly drifts off.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to me, it was gratifying to see, like, haha, you know what, you made everybody else vanish, now we made you vanish. I think what would have been so much better, and I think I told you this last night, where you're sitting there watching Thanos right before he vanishes, I think it would have been better to see Thor come running up and cut his head off again, be like, ah, I did it twice! That would have been so much better. And then, like, it just...
I don't know.
I would have liked to see that. It would have brought a funny part to mm-hmm. to a part that could have used a funny moment. You know what I mean?
But I think a lot of that too, though, is you know, they already did it. So why repeat it?
Because it would have been because of the way that his personality is, it just would have been fitting. You know what I mean? Like, I did it twice. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
I could see that. But to give that satisfaction of,
or
him floating away because he did it to everybody else,
right? You know or I mean? The thing about it was, you know, the first time he cut his head off, he just kind of like walked away. The second time he would have been, you know, because at the beginning of the in Infinity War, when he's got Thanos has got that hammer in his chest, he said you should have aimed for the head. It would have been better for right there if he cut his head off and said I aim for the head this time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like I said, I think they could have done something a little bit different there. Like, I'm satisfied with him vanishing like that. I just could have seen it going a little bit differently than what they did.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about characters-wise, you know what I mean? Like, what did you think about, like, I thought Thor being the fat, drunken dude was just hilarious.
It was funny, but man, like, he's my favorite, and, like, I was kind of disappointed a little bit to see him that way, in a sense, because, like, he is my favorite, and he is, like, the ultimate, like, he's a god. Like, that was the only thing I didn't really care for too much, because I want to see him that badass built motherfucker, you know? So, other than that, it was funny, he made a comical part of it, and it made it good, but I would have liked to seen him still, like, a badass.
Okay, what do you think of Black Widow? Dying.
Black Widow dying. Dude, I was kind of sad. Like, I didn't make me cry, but it definitely got, like, shocked the shit out
of me. Oh, yeah, I didn't. That was definitely, like, I didn't see that coming.
Because I really did think, I knew they were going to the Soul Stone.
And, yeah, that's what got me.
I really thought, okay, so obviously Hawkman or Hawkeye is going to die. You know, so, like, but then when she dies, it's like, oh, like, I didn't really see that coming at all.
Right.
So it kind of threw me off, but it made it interesting, because if you looked how the way she landed the exact same way Gamora did when Thanos threw her over.
Right.
Did you notice that?
I didn't. I mean, now that you say it, I did, but at the time I didn't.
Yeah. So I noticed that as soon as it happened. Like, she fell exactly, she was laying the exact same way Gamora did.
Yeah, but why does that matter?
I don't know. But it's weird. But you tell them that there has to be a reason why. Did she take the place of Gamora and Gamora's back? Not just because they went back in the past and she's alive, but she came, but because she took her spot.
Right.
So that's what blows my mind about going, like, playing with time in a movie.
Okay, there's
so many different possibilities.
Since you're on the topic of time, let's get into the whole Captain America thing at the end. That doesn't make any sense. I'm not disappointed with how they end.
A little disappointed how they ended Captain America. I'm not gonna lie.
Him sitting there at the end
It doesn't make sense. It
doesn't, because, like, if he had come back on that platform and he had said that he had lived his life, it would have made sense. But the fact that he's sitting over here, like, you, in that sense, you went back to the past and you changed the future. You
changed the future.
So, you weren't in New York in 2012. You were right. With Peggy.
Right. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, you didn't fight New York. You didn't fight in Wakanda. You didn't do
You didn't
any
do
of that.
Any of that.
Like, I don't understand. But because it was a future Captain America that went to the past, and does that change it? See what I'm saying? Like, a present-day Captain America, he already lived all that, and then he went back in time and lived a whole nother life. So he had two alternate livings.
Okay, but where's the other Captain? Like, you go back into time.
He already did it, though.
Yeah, but when he went back into 2012, he ran into his own self. Yeah. So he goes back from present day, goes back to.
But when he went back to see himself, that's a whole other timeline. When he went back to see her again,
right? But what I'm saying is if when he went back to the other timeline, he was in that. He was alive then.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, okay, so Captain America lived up until Endgame. Okay?
Yeah.
So the Captain America that we have in Endgame, he went back in time first to get the stone. Okay, came back to present day, they changed it, they beat Thanos, then he went back again to place the stones back in the spot. So present day, Captain America already did everything in New York, he already did everything in Infinity War, he already did everything. Then he went back in time and lived a different life with her.
It doesn't, but based on,
because he went back in time.
But based on the laws that they had implemented, when they had the scene with where they're talking about, so he and Ant-Man says, so
you can't
back to the future. Back to the future isn't real. That's basically what they were saying. Like, you cannot go back and do that. I read a whole article on it, and what they were saying, like, I wish I had that article again. They brought up valid points. He defied the laws that they had put into place at the beginning of the movie for time travel.
I don't know, dude. It's so, time travel is so confusing, especially for my mind. Like,
right.
I'm not a super smart person to say, like, that's possible and that's not possible. But I'm just saying, like, the way that I'm trying to explain it is that your present-day Captain America already lived that life in Endgame. He already did all the things in New York. He already did everything with Age of Ultron. He already did everything with Infinity War. And he finally beat Thanos in Endgame. So then he went back in time again to live a different life.
Right.
With the woman that he loved.
Right.
So, like, all that stuff still happened. It's just his present-day Captain America in Endgame went back in time. But that other Captain America that we all know is still doing that stuff because he still lived that life.
Okay, but that's the problem you're going to run into. How does... Peggy played a significant role in getting ready for the Avengers. So she just up and quit doing all that stuff to go, like...
What do you mean? What did she do?
She was a part of all the that.
She was in the very first Captain America movie. That's it.
Yeah, but there's a, if you look at it, she's like a part of... I don't remember what movie it was.
She was just in Captain America when he became Captain America.
I feel like there was more.
And then he was in when he got frozen in the Red Skull. That was it.
I feel like she had a bigger role than just that.
Not that I know of. I don't remember her in any other movie.
No,
any...
she wasn't in.
They made a TV series of her, and it didn't last.
I don't remember.
Like
that's the bad thing about watching movies for ten years. You know what I'm
trying to say? Like, that's the only possible way why they did it is how it happened. Because there's two, basically, when he goes back in time, there's two Captain Americas. The one that he already lived is still continuing to live that life of fighting in New York, fighting in Age of Ultron, fighting in Infinity War.
Okay.
He's already done all that.
I got your rebuttal.
Okay?
Got your rebuttal right here.
Go ahead.
I 100% follow what you're saying. So you're implying that Captain America goes back to the past and there's two Captain Americas.
Exactly.
Okay. So then now Captain America, they try to bring him back and he's sitting over on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
An old man.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America just did all that living.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the other Captain America? There has to be two of them. If he goes back to the past and there's two of them, like you're saying, mm-hmm. where's the second Captain America? The one...
Well, time will eventually caught up.
Two completely parallel people, though.
You're right. I get what you're saying.
If you're implying that this Captain America stayed on the timeline of Avengers and 2012 and Civil War, yada, 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 and so on and so forth, and then this old man, Captain America, lived with Peggy. He's sitting on the bench. I lived my life with Peggy. Where's the one that you're saying that stayed in the Avengers at that present day when he's the old man sitting there? If that's what your theory, there has to be a second Captain America then.
But that second Captain America is repeating again. The timeline keeps repeating. That's what that time travel is so confusing, because it's going to keep repeating. So your second Captain America, the original Captain America that did everything, okay? He's going to continue on that path, and then it's going to completely go back into Endgame. He's going to do that whole battle again, and then this present day Captain America is now old. He already did it again. It's just a time travel is just a completely reliving everything over again. So basically, it's just so hard to explain it and to get people to understand how that's going to work.
But you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but in a sense, but I get what you're saying 100%. Like, but it's so hard to explain to rebuttal what you're saying, because time travel is just too confusing. That's why I'm
so at the end of the, you know, we could sit here and banter back and forth and trying to.
Explain the timeline.
Or try to rebuttal each other. At the end of the day, this is why that ending was not good. He should have just come back on the platform.
Yes.
Come back on the platform. And this whole scenario that we're talking about right now
wouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay. Well, let's transition. What do you think of Falcon now being Captain America?
I don't like it.
We knew he was going to be Captain America.
I understand that, but I just don't like it because, like you said in the theater, he doesn't have the abilities that Captain America has.
Right.
So is he really going to be able to withstand falling 4-5 stories high from a building and surviving?
Or is he? It's not even just that. It's Captain America has superhuman strength. He's
exactly.
Strong. Falcon,
he's a basic human.
He's a human that just has a wingsuit and can fly.
Right.
That's all he is.
Right. I don't understand. Like, I'm sorry, but I would have rather see the Winter Soldier become the new Captain America than Falcon, because that's the only other superhuman out there. I just don't agree with Falcon getting it. I'm sorry. It may be a comic line, and that's the comics did as well,
right.
and they're sticking to that.
Maybe,
I
just thought about this. What if maybe, you know, Falcon is now Captain America? What if they did something like they're obviously, if he is going to be Captain America, they're going to make a story about him. Maybe they give him Captain America's abilities or something. You know what I mean?
I mean, they could eventually.
So there is that part of it. We'll have to wait and see what they do with him. I'm not.
I mean, if they give him the same serum and give him the ability to be super strong like Captain America, I could see that. But as of right now, he does not. So for me, it's a bad choice. Like, I just don't like that, because you're not going to see a kick-ass Captain America again. You're going to see an average Joe trying to do what he did. It's
right.
Not going to work. You put him against a character like
Thanos
again, he's going to die instantly.
Yeah.
One punch, he's dead.
Yeah.
The only reason why, like, Iron Man could survive it, or, you know, is because of the armor. That's why he could survive a punch from Thanos, because of the armor protected him. I'm sorry, but even if Falcon had the shield and he blocks the punch, his arm's going to break.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I just don't like that.
We'll have to wait and see what happens with him. Now, one of the next topics that I want to touch on is, so we've known now that James Gunn's obviously back on the Guardians of the Galaxy mm-hmm. helm. We know that the script has been read. I've said it in a previous podcast that mm-hmm. the script has been read and people love the script. So at the end of this one, Thor is now a part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Was this the plan all along? Did like James Gunn know? Is the script that he wrote, like, did they already know that Thor was going to join the Guardians of the Galaxy? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue.
Like, that's crazy. But it's sweet, though. Like, James Gunn knew this years ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
Think about that.
That's crazy. Like, I love the aspect that Thor is with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, Star-Lord. It's a perfect...
It's so funny because they are both, like... If you guys haven't seen it yet, we're super spoiling it, but...
You're not listening to this podcast.
Yeah, don't listen to
it. It's a little too late for that now, but people are not listening to this podcast if they haven't seen it.
But anyways, I'm just saying, like, so when Star-Lord and Thor are on the ship at the end of the movie, like, they banter back and forth.
Well, like, go back to Infinity War when he is on that ship with them.
It's absolute a great combo to yes. where they just tap back and forth, and it's great. It's like... It's a comedy.
I'm excited to see that part. Like, if Thor is...
I'm praying that Thor is in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yes.
Praying that he's in it. I hope he is. Because if he's not, I'm very disappointed.
Okay, let's get to the next little snippet. So, we're in the movie, and Iron Man asks Doctor Strange,
Is this the one scenario?
And Dr. Strange tells him, if I tell you, it won't happen. Like, that's crazy
mm-hmm.
to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's creepy. Like, I don't know. It's hard to wrap your mind about everything that happened in that. You know what I mean? And then if you notice, like...
There was that scene where he looks over at
Dr. Strange, and he's doing that little wind thing, and he's like, holds up one finger.
Yep.
Saying this is it, one. And then Iron Man knew. Like, Tony Stark knew this is it. He's got to do it.
Wow.
And it's just, it's nuts. Like, it's just...
I'm speechless with it. Like, it's the saddest MCU movie. They started off right off the bat sad. Yeah, but it was the closure that this movie needed.
Oh, absolutely.
And truthfully, I have for a long time now, I have said that I'm tired of seeing where they go with these movies. I'm tired of having to see this one to go see the next one, and then next one, and next one, and next one. Because I am a beginning, middle, and end guy, not mm-hmm. a 10-year. Truthfully,
10-year in the making guy.
Truthfully, I sit here now, I'm ready for the next 10 years. I'm ready. Yeah.
I'm ready to see what
you got. If this is what you can do, let me see when you start over again. Mm-hmm. It's not like a hard reboot, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's not a soft reboot for any matters.
No, because you're still going to have the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy. You're still going to have Thor. You're still going to have Falcon as Captain America. You're still going to have Winter Soldier. You're still going to have Hulk. You're going to have all those guys. Hawkeye, everything. Like, those guys still stay in it. So, you mean you lost Black Widow and you lost Iron Man. Okay, so... Those are your two spots you refill, but you don't really refill them as Black Widow. Iron Man you're going to refill somewhere, but you don't know who it's going to be. Like, it could be, they could keep going for another 3 more years, and then it's all of a sudden, like, Tony Stark's daughter is 18, and she becomes a new one. We don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
She could be. And I'm kind of hoping she is. I'm kind of hoping she takes over.
I don't think Tony Stark would want her to do that.
I understand that, but he's not there to say no.
Well, right.
So it's the point of she may feel like she has to because she wants to uphold her father's legacy.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's going to be like another epic, sweet introduction to a new
right
man, and especially if it's his daughter.
Right.
Like, it's going to be like, oh yeah, like bring it on.
All right. Well. Let's say this right now. It's if you have not, I'm sorry if you listen to this podcast and we spoil
it. Seeing it, so
but sorry. Go if you have not seen it, it's going
to
break.
I'm pretty sure I've talked to my wife, and I told her I want to take Kason to go see it. But he said he wants to watch the previous ones beforehand, which is smart because he wants to understand everything, which is great. But
so one of the things that I just kind of...
It's that good, like I want to let me
tell you this. Avengers Endgame soars to record-breaking $60 million opening in North America just on Thursday night alone.
It beat everything. It's number one movie ever.
It's the top domestic preview number of all time, besting Star Wars The Force Awakens at $57 million in 2015. So this one got $60 million in its opening night. Now, it's still too early, I think, for them to get final numbers, which okay, here you go. Avengers Endgame soars to record-setting 1.56 million just on Friday alone.
Jeez.
Just on Friday alone.
That's not including what they made on Thursday.
No, yeah. So right now, between Thursday and Friday, you're at 210 million.
Jeez, oh Pete, man.
That's 50 in 2 days. Think about that. That's 50 million less than what they Infinity War did the whole weekend.
Time. The whole time, yeah.
They still had Saturday. I drove by the theater today. It was just as packed as what it was last night when we went.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, this movie is going to do 500 million domestically.
Oh, yeah.
This will be, I'm predicting it now. You heard me on Saturday in this podcast. This will be the first movie to ever gross $1 billion opening weekend because you have 210 million on Saturday right now.
Right.
And plus the 100 million that it did in China on opening day.
Right. Opening day in China.
Opening day in China has never had a $100 million movie ever.
Yeah.
And Avengers did it in China.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be nuts. It's going to make... Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
500 million domestically. Yeah. If you're already at 210, you're going to pull in... I bet you're going to pull in another 150, 200 million tonight.
Absolutely.
And then that has tomorrow, too. People are going to go see it Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. People are going to see this whole week and next weekend and the weekend after. Like, it's just going to keep rolling.
What I'm saying just opening weekend.
Yeah.
Just opening weekend, it's going to gross $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, you still have tonight's... And tomorrow's.
Yeah. And tomorrow's, yep.
But yeah, this will be at $1 billion by Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not by this weekend, it'll be $1 billion by Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's going to be awesome. That's sweet.
I mean, we were at the theater, and while we were waiting in line, a group of guys came up to us, got in line behind us.
Mm-hmm.
They had went and saw it the night before.
They saw it Thursday night, and then they came back again and saw it with us.
Friday night.
So there you go. Like, even people that have already seen it are going back the next day to see it again because it's that good. Like, it's that good of a story, they had to watch it again because they felt like they missed something. They want to see it again.
All right.
I would love to go see it again.
Yeah,
I am
going to
go see it again, I think.
I agree. All right, so let's... One of the things that we talked about last podcast, or if you listen to it, is we want to... Now that this is the end game is over,
yep.
We want to rate every single MCU movie.
Yep.
To date. So we will put our list together for you, which we already have, of the 21 movies.
Yep.
And we'll break them down as our favorites. So
okay.
let's get into it.
All right.
You got your list ready?
Yep.
All right. For number 21.
So we're going to start at the bottom, work our way up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 21 for me was Ant-Man.
What a coincidence. I have Ant-Man as well.
There you go.
What do you got for 20?
Ant-Man and Wasp.
But what a coincidence. So do I. Those movies were terrible.
Yes.
Worst movies of the whole series.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but Paul Rudd was not the Ant-Man that I wanted to see.
No.
He didn't do a bad job.
But he's not Hank. Hank should have been your original Ant-Man from the get-go.
You can't.
And it bugs me that they made him old. Because the reason why is because technically, in the true comics, from what I've read... That Hank is the one that helped Tony Stark build Ultron, and right from the get go, that right there just blew, like that little snippet for me, like it kind of irritated me.
Right.
I understand you got to make a movie. I understand you got to pick younger people, but I think they could have done the story better with Ant-Man.
Yep.
By picking a better person and starting it off as Hank.
I agree. All right, what do you got for number 19?
I got Thor.
Thor. I got Iron Man 3.
I liked Iron Man 3.
The reason why I didn't like Iron Man 3, based on the comics, and I'm sorry that I don't remember the name, it's the bad guy that, like, is the one that
Yeah, I can't think of his name either.
He is actually more of a villain.
He is a villain.
But they portrayed him as an actor.
Like a fake villain.
That was what didn't... It was just stupid. Like that, that's why I put that... It was a good movie, but it was just... That was dumb.
Yeah.
That was dumb. So because of that, I had to rate it so low.
Yeah.
What do you got for 18?
All right. I put Captain America.
The first one?
Yeah.
No way. So did I.
Yeah.
Wow, we're like 3 for 4 right now. That never happens. Yeah, the Captain America, it wasn't a bad movie. It was just, like, to me, it was, like, some people say that they fell in love with Captain America right off the bat, but I just didn't think that was a great movie.
I think a lot of that is because they rushed the Captain America a little bit, and they rushed the Thor movie because they wanted to get him out there because they needed to make the Avengers. Because it all came in order. So I think a lot of that is because they rushed him.
Right.
But,
what you got for 17?
All right, so 17. Hang on one second, because I realized my order got messed up somehow. So let me fix it real quick. What do you
got? Well, I got 17. I have a Thor the Dark World.
Okay. Okay, I'll keep it, because I have Thor as well, Dark World.
Okay. That one, just for me, it wasn't...
Like, it was a good storyline, and you had to put it in there to give everybody more of what's going on.
Right.
You know, it was a filler movie.
Yep.
To me, and it introduced another Infinity Stone.
Yep, that's all. That's the only purpose of that movie, was for the introduction of the Infinity Stone.
Yeah. So, all right.
16.
I have Iron Man 3.
I have Winter Soldier.
Really?
I just did not
really
like Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier for me was, you had like this. The Winter Soldier, wasn't it pretty much right after Avengers?
I think so, yeah.
Why? Where?
Oh, no, wait. I know. No.
Yes,
I think
it
was.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been right after Avengers, because Avengers was 2012. Captain America, I think Winter Soldier was like 2013.
I think you might be right. I can't remember, because I thought Winter Soldier was how they introduced Black Panther, though.
No.
Yes, Winter Soldier is how.
No, that's Civil War.
Oh yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
That's Civil War.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting. There's so many DMs.
Right.
I get
right.
Confused. Okay. So you're
just,
right. You're right.
Winter Soldier just to me was like, I don't know. I didn't like it.
A lot of these I have in order is because the movies are so old. It's hard to remember how good they really are. So, you guys may not agree.
Oh no, people aren't going to agree with this,
and it's okay. But
we got we're up 15.
Okay. So I got Iron Man 2.
I have Thor.
Okay. Okay.
14.
Civil War.
Black Panther.
Really?
I didn't like Black Panther.
I mean, I liked Black Panther, but I think it could have been better.
Yep, that's for me. Like it just
I wouldn't have put it that low though.
I was you understand, like now I can pitch why I like these movies a lot better.
Yeah.
Now okay. So after 14, what do you got for 13?
I got Avengers.
So do I.
Okay.
Avengers was good. It was.
It
but
was good.
It just didn't. The as we keep going now, this is when they start getting like really good. You know what I mean? We're starting to get to the point now where it's like, man, like I could put 7 with 4, or I could put 4 with 10. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right.
So, 12.
I got Spider-Man: Homecoming.
I got Iron Man 2.
Really? Okay.
I liked Iron Man 2.
I did too, but. Like I said, like, they're so...
It was cool to see, like, the first Iron Man, you didn't really have, like, a true villain, whereas in Iron Man 2, like, now you get to see him fight somebody, like...
Right.
Iron Man was, it was slow, so to speak,
it's
but
an origin story.
Origin story, fights his boss type guy. Iron Man 2 was cool to see him.
Yeah, like an
arch nemesis.
Yeah, arch nemesis to give Iron Man a challenge, basically.
Right.
So, I see what you're saying.
Number 11.
I have Black Panther.
I have Spider-Man Homecoming.
And Thor back, or flip-flop, basically. Okay. I can see it.
Number 10.
Doctor Strange.
Dude, Doctor Strange.
Really? All right. Well, I'm liking this.
Doctor Strange was good. It was funny.
It was. It was good. It was good because I liked the magical, and he was...
They picked a good Stephen Strange.
Oh, you couldn't have picked a better Stephen Strange. I mean, absolutely, because he even looked like the character.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Iron Man. You couldn't pick a better Iron Man because he looked and played that role perfect. He looked like the comic.
Yep.
They both did. And it's great. And I think like Doctor Strange was another movie where they introduced another Infinity Stone.
Yep.
You know, so they threw that in there because they had to introduce it somehow.
For me, one of the coolest parts of that whole movie, though, Dormammu, when he keeps like repeating it, mm-hmm. it was funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I liked Doctor Strange. I could have rated it higher, but it
I could have rated it higher. But there's so many good movies.
We're in the top 10 now. Now it's getting hard.
Yeah.
Number 9.
I got Captain America Winter Soldier.
I have Iron Man.
Really?
The reason being, like, I get it. Like, yes, I just bashed it for being an origin story, but when you sit down and think about...
You'd be surprised where I got that.
When you sit down and think about this, this is what started it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's up there. Like, it's not necessarily the best of the movies, but at the same time, it's like, it holds a special place because this is what started this whole series.
Right.
Number 8.
Let's see here. Hang on one second. I gotta fix this thing. Messed up. Okay, so number 8 we are on. Also, I got Guardian Galaxy 2.
I have Captain Marvel.
Really?
Captain Marvel was okay.
I liked Captain Marvel.
I did too. The cat made the movie. But, like I said, it's getting hard now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can
no
see
pun
that.
Intended. Number 7.
I got Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Civil War.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
I like Civil War. You got to see Black Panther finally.
Yeah. I don't know.
Seeing them fight each other at the airport was cool.
Yeah.
Introduction of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Seeing Cap and Iron Man fight.
Was cool.
Was epic.
It was cool.
Number 6.
I got Age of Ultron.
I got Infinity War.
Really? Okay. All right.
Infinity War was good, but these top 5 I loved. That's why I Infinity War was good.
Yeah, I got my top 5. I like my top
I love my top 5.
I do too.
Number 5.
So my 5 is Iron Man.
I got Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I don't blame you. I could rate Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 up higher, but like Iron Man is one of my favorites. So
right.
Like he is gonna get one of my top spots because he is just like he's not. I won't say he's like realistic, but if you had the money and had the brain, I mean, you could possibly become Iron Man, I guess. But
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so, money if you
so
exactly.
Like, so for me, like I can relate to Iron Man the most, and I think that's why he's like one of my favorites,
right?
So, but that's probably why I rated him so high.
Number 4.
I put Infinity.
I have Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Okay.
Great introduction to that whole series.
It was good. I mean, like I said, I could rate those movies higher, but...
No, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah. So...
All right, top 3, man.
I put Captain Marvel at 3.
I got Age of Ultron.
Okay.
I loved Age of Ultron.
I did too. Like I keep going back to the same thing, repeating myself. I could rearrange this.
Right. I could rearrange it too. I mean this list is it's too hard to
it's
rate.
It's too hard to rate them. Like I could easily put 4 movies at top 2 or top 3 or 4
right.
together, but you got to put them in order somehow. So
1 and 2.
So number 2. Thor Ragnarok.
No, Thor Ragnarok.
Absolutely, dude.
And
loved Thor.
At this
Thor
point,
is my absolute. He is my favorite hero.
At the point of this, we both know Endgame is obviously our number ones. Truthfully, I could put Ragnarok at number 1.
I could too.
I could put Ragnarok at number 1. It would not be.
I love Thor, dude. Like he's just
1 and 2 was not the movie Thor deserved. Thor
Ragnarok
was
the shit.
Like this is. They finally made a good Thor movie,
and they finally gave you more of a background of where he comes from and where his power is and where he, like what he's been through to get to his power, his potential, and it was great. Like, and it introduced more characters, introduced the Asgardian warriors, whatever they're called, and it was just great. Good movie, and of course, number 1, like you said, was Endgame for both of us. So it's not a shocker there. I mean, Endgame was just
epic, amazing,
epic
to say the least. All right, that was our list. What do you guys think? Do you agree? Do you disagree? We saw broken records here. You can move these movies around.
Absolutely,
it's so hard.
Feel free to send us your guys' list if you want to make.
Oh, please let us. We want to see lists.
I'd love to love to see you guys.
Love like, to laugh at your garbage list because mine's better. No, like, please, let us know
to,
what you think.
I like to, you know, see it, and then I can go back and read it off to people and show different point of views and stuff. It'd be great.
All right, so I got a couple of, if you follow our podcast, you know I do. My segment is news. And last week's episode for April, I had quite a few articles, but I held some back. Okay. These articles are just Avengers articles.
Okay.
So, Tessa Thompson thinks Thor 4 has been pitched. Now, if you don't know who Tessa Thompson is, that's the woman that is the queen now of Asgard.
Asgard, yeah.
Tessa Thompson, one of the stars of Thor Ragnarok, says that Thor 4 director, I don't know how to pronounce his name, has been pitched. Thor might not have gotten off to the most blockbuster start, but the franchise's latest effort, Thor Ragnarok, certainly captured the imagination and delighting fans and critics around the world.
Hell yeah.
The future of characters like Thor in the MCU beyond Avengers Endgame isn't quite clear at the moment, but fans of the Asgardian will be delighted to hear that Thor 4, directed by, I don't know how to pronounce his name, has been pitched, according to Teresa. And this is her quoting, "I heard a pitch has happened for another film. I don't know how real that intel is, but I hear that the pitch has happened. I think the idea that the director would come back."
I like it. I hope they make a Thor 4.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Yes. And the other thing is, and as the article stated, we don't know where they're going after the MCU. This article was before.
Right.
We know that now Thor is a Guardian of the Galaxy. So you could do
As of right now, we think he's in the
right.
Guardians of the
Galaxy. We don't
know what's going to happen.
He's in the Guardians of the Galaxy. He went on that ship with them. He's in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, not necessarily, because he said he doesn't know where he's going, he said, but he does have a ride. So you don't know if he's just tagging along for a little bit to figure himself out to where Thor 4, he could break off and have Thor 4. And then Guardian Galaxy, you don't know. I mean, honestly, we really truthfully don't know.
See, this is what I think is going to happen. I think Thor is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And one of the things that if you kind of noticed in Infinity War and now in this, Rocket and Thor have kind of been
buddy-buddy.
Mm-hmm. Thor 4 is going to have Rocket and Thor.
Maybe.
That's my prediction. I think you're going to have them be back and forth together. Mm-hmm. They're going to go do something together type thing.
Could be.
That would be a great movie. Just them two.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could put other MCU.
Their banter back and forth is great, too.
Yes.
I mean, that's good. I can't wait for both of them. I hope they make Thor 4, and I can't wait for Galaxy Guardians.
All right, so next article. And this is Marvel's Kevin Feige.
Okay.
Black movie will not be rated R. So they are making a Black Widow film.
Mm-hmm.
And to correlate with that, Black Widow adds Rachel Weisz, David Harbour, alongside with Scarlett Johansson. Marvel's Black Widow movie is slowly coming together. After promising to make the standalone film for years, Marvel Studios is forging ahead, picking up exciting cast members as they go. Rachel Weisz is that woman.
Oh, okay.
And David Harbour is Hellboy.
Mm.
So they're moving along with this movie. Now, the biggest reason, like, yes, these two articles, like, why are you talking about this? The reason why I wanted to bring this up is because Black Widow is dead.
But the movie takes place before everything.
Yes, it's an origin story. But there's a fan theory going around right now. And let me talk about this article real quick. It says, Hawkeye series starring Jeremy Renner in works at Disney+. Now, if you don't know this, Disney is making their own streaming service, and they're going to have a bunch of TV shows, of Marvel shows. They're going to have a Jeremy Renner, or a Hawkeye one. They're going to have a Loki one. They're going to have a Vision and Scarlet Witch one. And I'm sure they're going to have a bunch more. Those are the ones that are confirmed so far. Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye is the latest member of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to line up his own show on Disney+. The project is said to be an adventure series in which Clinton Barton, a.k.a. Hawkeye, will pass the torch to Kate Bishop. Bishop is Marvel Comics character who took up Hawkeye mantle after Barton. She is also known as a member of the group Young Avengers.
Okay, so Katie, I'm wondering if it's his daughter. Because in the movie, he says
Kate.
Katie.
But
Katie,
he
Katie,
also
Katie.
Calls her Hawkeye in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his daughter is going to become.
And in the beginning of Endgame, they show her shooting a bow.
Yeah.
And she nailed it bullseye.
Now, the fan theory is supposedly that in this show, that Bruce Banner and Hawkeye figure out a way to go get
Black Widow back. Interesting. Would love to see it. I'm sorry right now, but I'm getting Disney Plus.
Oh yeah,
totally getting Disney Plus.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
So it's gonna be like, since we're talking about Disney Plus, I did a lot of research today, a lot of articles I read about Disney Plus. So there's, for right now, they're gonna ramp it at $6.99 a month, or you can go $70 a year. That's what they're gonna offer. Okay, in this Disney Plus, you're gonna get Disney originals. Like Disney, all the old Disney movies. You're going to get Pixar, you're going to get Marvel, you're getting Star Wars, you're getting Natural Geographic. That's what you're going to get with it. Now, with Disney Plus, you're going to get all the Marvel stuff, but you're also getting Star Wars stuff. Now, I just want to hit on Star Wars just real quick.
They're actually making a Star Wars show.
It's called Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yep.
Dude, and I'm telling you right now, dude, I'm super stoked for Disney Plus. Like,
yep.
After reading all these articles,
basically what's going to happen here is not only are you going to have movies, but you're getting
original TV shows.
Well, it's not even that. I think what they're going to do is you're going to say, watch this TV show, and then we're going to bring this character from this TV show
to a movie.
To a movie.
Exactly.
Type thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So instead of having to wait for a movie three times a year, you know, you watch this TV show, then you watch this TV show, then you watch this TV show, then you go see this movie, then you go watch this TV show, then you go watch this movie. It gives you more Avengers.
But it did say, though, like, Disney will not just release the movie straight to the streaming service. They are going to continue with the theoretical version in the theaters, any kind of movie they have. They're going to let that run its course. They're going to let it run its course through, like, Blu-ray release. And then eventually it'll make it to
It's no different than what they're doing right now on Netflix.
Right. So, like, example was, like, Frozen's coming out in Frozen. Just November. So you guys can understand the concept of, like, Frozen 2's coming out in November. So they said that the streaming for that will not come until the following 2020 summer.
Right.
It will not be available till then.
Right.
They're going to let it run its course.
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
So
they're going to want to make their money in the theater. They're not just going to get
right.
here.
I just don't want people to be like, oh, I'm going to get everything right away. Like, I just want people to make sure they understand if you decide to get it, what you're getting.
Okay, so my last article. Angelina Jolie in talks to make Marvel debut with the Eternals. Angelina Jolie is getting ready to make her first foray into the world of superhero movies. The Oscar-winning actress is in talks to star in Marvel Studios' The Eternals as a superhero team, a venture feature being directed by Chloe Zhao. Okay. Jolie has chosen the Marvel project based on the Jack Kirby created title about super-powered and near-immortal beings known as Eternals, and more monstrous offshoot known as the Deviants that were created by the cosmic beings called Celestials.
Nice.
So they're basically immortals.
Yeah. Right.
So that's also coming out. Now before, you know, you had your Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought out the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
So now we have our Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, and next is the Eternals. That's
right.
The next big group that's going to be brought into the MCU is the Eternals.
Right. It's going to be sweet, dude.
Yep.
Like, I'm ready for the next set of movies, dude. Like, because, like, if you can go through and see what we got coming up next, like, they said they've got, of course, we got Spider-Man coming up in July, right?
Yep.
So then we got, after that, we don't really know
there's a break, but
there's so much more in production right now.
Well,
like
there's
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
There's Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Possible Thor 4,
Black Panther 2, Doctor Strange 2.
And then we know that they're in production of Morbius.
Yep.
That is a Spider-Man villain. So
Morbius is coming out next year.
Interesting.
So if it's going to be a true MCU film, which I don't know if that's going to be, we don't know really details on that yet, but if it is going to be an MCU film, that's your next one. I think you'll go from Spider-Man Homecoming to Morbius.
I'm okay with that. That's sweet. I'm okay with that.
But after Spider-Man Homecoming, we don't know what the next MCU film is and when the next one will come out.
We don't, but
based on their time, based on their time,
you won't have anything like that. But you're going to have November 12th when Disney Plus comes out. They're going to release all of those TV shows.
Oh, not. I don't know about all of them. How far along are they?
They've already finished the season. I've looked it up. So all those shows that we talked about was like Loki is going to have his own series. Scarlet Witch and Vision are having their own series. Like those for sure too said.
Well, let's here we talk
those,
about
those two for sure said that those are going to be like 6 to 7 episodes. That's it.
Well, here we talk about this off air for a minute. Let's talk about it on air. So the Loki show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy at work told me about this today, and I never thought about this. In the scene where they go back to 2012 in Endgame, they go back to 2012. Loki disappears with that scepter with the Tesseract. Supposedly he. I don't know if it's a theory, what's going on, but he brought up a good point that he thinks that this Loki show is going to have where Loki disappears with that Tesseract.
Absolutely. Which makes you wonder, like, if they messed the timeline up right there.
Yep.
They messed the timeline up right there. So what makes you think that when he takes that Tesseract, did he really die in Infinity War? That's what I'm saying. There's so many more possibilities now that they did this with, and I think they did that on purpose so they can continue the stories. But there's so much more
him
now
vanishing,
with Loki.
Him vanishing with that Tesseract
opens up so many.
Well, no, it's not like that. That wasn't just a little scene that like you're just supposed to like. That happened for a reason. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean.
Loki, of all the people to disappear with it, it was Loki.
Right.
The god of mischief.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I'm speechless because I don't know what the outcome is going to be. So it's just, there's so many different possibilities to go with that. I don't know. But I will say, I do want to say this real quick, that in Endgame, there was a spot in when they went back to that New York, timeline, Iron Man and Ant-Man were together.
Yep.
And then, so there's a scene where they captured Loki in Avengers. They went back to that timeline. They're in that tower, the Avengers Tower, and the present day Iron Man was going, "Cap, those pants don't really do your ass justice there."
Yeah.
And then little Ant-Man was like, "Don't listen to him, Cap. Your ass is great. That's a great ass." He's like, "That's America's ass." So then, I mean, it was a great little comedy, you know, skit there. And then all
then
of a sudden,
after Captain whoops
after,
his own ass.
After Captain America kicks his own butt and knocks him out, Captain America is laying on his belly. And the present day Captain America is standing over him and looks down and says, "That is America's ass."
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry, but that was a funny little fucking thing in there.
Speaking of back in New York, the other thing that I loved about it was when you see the scene with They just come to New York, and then you see Hulk right there just smashing, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
And then Captain America turns to the present day Captain America turns to the present day Hulk and says, "Hulk, do a little smashing." And yeah. You just see Hulk like, bang, just
because
go.
Because it's not, because if you guys don't, like, if you haven't seen it yet, we're spoiling everything, but I don't
stop
really
saying
care.
That. People.
So the Hulk that we see in Endgame, it's 5 years, and 5 years has went by in Endgame. Okay,
from he's when, learned to from channel. When he's no longer a beast.
Playing the Sanchez fingers, so he's no longer Bruce Banner or the Hulk. He has combined them both together. So he has Bruce Banner's brain, but he's got the Hulk body.
Yep.
So it's absolutely, it's great. Like that's why when he's saying Hulk, go ahead and smash. He's like barely. He's like boom, and he hits like a car and it smashes.
And then
little
he
bit.
throws the bike.
He throws a motorcycle and then like barely smashes anything, but like. I don't know. It was just a funny little snippet that made it. Because it's Bruce. That's not Bruce. That's the Hulk smashing. So it's kind of funny.
No, that's Bruce smashing. That was Bruce.
That was a Bruce smash, but then like you saw the Hulk true smash. It was funny.
Yeah. It's sad to see, you know, it's a sad day to see that this is the end of it.
I'm sad that it's the end of Iron Man for a while.
Yep.
I'm super sad about that. Like, I just still haven't made peace with that yet.
I'm anxious for let's see what Homecoming brings. That's the thing about it. A lot of people, we saw the trailer for Homecoming in before Endgame, and we didn't, you know, oh, so Spider-Man's back, so then, you know, Nick Fury's back, so what's going to happen in Endgame? Well, now that we have seen how it ends, this is the first movie of Phase 4. Like, there's going to be something in this that starts Phase 4.
You have to.
What's it going to be? What's this movie going to bring?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to have to introduce something. Somebody. Something. I don't know. Like, it's just... Maybe, I don't know.
And here's one of the questions that, you know, I asked you last night at the theater. You know, for the basically the past 10 years, and it's not necessarily been 10 years. I don't remember the very first movie you saw Thanos. It's been a while that we saw Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the next supervillain? Who's the next guy they go up against?
I don't know.
I mean, no clue. Obviously, if you follow the comics, you know, if you're a comic book guy, you can probably answer that question of who the next one would be, but...
I don't know what that well.
Let's see. I don't well know that well enough either. But at the same time, like, let's see what they do bring. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell us that, oh, it's this guy. Like, this is who they're gonna do because it's what the comics said. And you might be right. And they're like, oh, you can get an uproar for it, but it doesn't really do it justice until you see it happen. Mm-hmm. Type thing.
Right.
Who is this character? And let's see him. And
yeah, for sure.
I don't know. I'm speechless. My mind is just so. I wasn't prepared for this.
No.
I knew Iron Man was gonna die, but now that it's happened,
it's still like, whoa, like what?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
alrighty. Well,
I think we've talked a lot.
I think we have talked a lot. We've said what we've had to say. Let us know, man. What'd you guys think? Email us, tntbromance@gmail.com. Let us know. Give us your list of your favorite movies of the MCU.
Hit us up on our Facebook page. It's, you know, just the Bromance. We've got Instagram as well. You can always catch us there. There's ways to get a hold of us. Please, you know, subscribe and like.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good night.
This is episode...
Special episode number two.
Special podcast episode number two, Avengers edition.
Heck yeah.
Talk to you guys in the next one. Oh, well, I guess, here, let me do this real quick. So, if you were listening to this one, didn't listen to last one, last week's, we are going to see Brightburn and...
What is the next one?
Brightburn and Godzilla. Godzilla. That's a brain fart. I'm on Avengers right now.
We are like so stuck on Avengers.
Brightburn and Godzilla is for May and Ad Astra, which we still don't know what's going on.
We still don't know what's going on there, so we'll see.
Listen, please listen to us next month. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Later.